It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. As you've been hearing, the man at the center of the George Washington Bridge lane closure says he has evidence that Governor Christie knew about his actions to cause a massive traffic jam in Fort Lee, New Jersey. The allegation was written in a letter by David Wildstein's lawyer and released to the New York Times this afternoon. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz joins us now to discuss the new revelation. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Richard.
So, Matt, this is a letter written by the attorney, David Wildstein's attorney, to the lawyer at the Port Authority. Why is he writing to the Port Authority to make allegations about Governor Christie knowing about these closures?
Well, the letter is ostensibly seeking to complain about the fact that the Port Authority decided not to pay for Wildstein's legal bills. And it goes through all the legal reasons why it's necessary and required for them to foot the bill. But there's also something else going on here. Wildstein wants immunity. He's in trouble from the feds for orchestrating these lane closures. And if he can get immunity, he's kind of advertising what he may have to the feds. And then if he gets immunity, he'll maybe give up the information he's got. So I think there's actually two things going on with this letter.
So tonight, Governor Christie's office did release a statement. But what do you know about what the governor has to say about this?
I mean, they're doubling down on him not knowing anything about it. I mean, he says in the statement that this letter fails to refute what the governor said 3 weeks ago. And that's, I found out about the closing of the lane closures from the press after they happened. And B, I found out about the alleged political motivations behind them in January, also from the press. And internally, the Christie people continue to say he knew nothing about it, and they are starting to parse some of the language in this letter to really get a sense of whether or not Wildstein's got the goods or he's just posing here and dangling something for prosecutors.
Also, just released a little while ago in an editorial, the Star-Ledger says that Christie, if these allegations are true, that the governor should step down. But Matt, what do we know about Wildstein's relationship with Christie since the September Bridge traffic jam? I mean, they're all buddies, right?
They are. I mean, although Christie downplayed their relationship, he said that they knew each other in high school but weren't friends. But we do know that they were together on 9/11, which was while the traffic jam was happening. They were at a 9/11 ceremony. There was a picture of them in the paper. We also know that Wildstein has had dinner with Michael Druniak, Christie's chief spokesman, where he imparted advice to Wildstein. We know this from the subpoenaed emails. And other than that, I don't know if there's been communication between the two. I imagine there hasn't.
It just came out today that the taxpayers will be paying for Governor Christie's legal bills, although at a discount. Some precipitated this letter, perhaps. Remind us about who David Wildstein is.
These guys were friends, and David Wildstein obviously needs help with his legal bills, and Christie does not. He's getting the public to pay for his bills. It's $650 an hour, which is the discount, and taxpayers are also paying for the legal bills for the legislature, the Democrats who are running this legislative committee. They're paying $350 an hour for that attorney. So in the end, taxpayers are gonna have quite the receipt in front of them.
Now, Matt, here we are. It's Super Bowl weekend. Governor Christie is planning to go to the Super Bowl. He's facing this swirling storm of scandal now. What do you think or when do you think we will see or hear of him this weekend?
Well, as we speak, he's at least scheduled to be at Howard Stern's birthday party, of all places. tomorrow, he's got a ceremony where he's handing off the keys to the Super Bowl or next year's host city. So that's a ceremony. And then he's going to the Super Bowl on Sunday with his family and with Rudy Giuliani, who has been one of his chief defenders these past few weeks.
Okay. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz. Matt, thanks a lot.
You got it, Richard.